Simen Tov Mem Hei Sif Aleph. The Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Psachim brings a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Yehuda says that the mitzvah has to be done by burning the Chametz, and the Chachamim hold that other forms of destroying the Chametz are also fulfillments of the mitzvah of Bir. The Mechaber here paskins like the Chachamim. Ketzad bir chametz, sorfoi, I for the zar the ruach, I zorkul yam. Burn it or grind it and turn it into crumbs and send it to the wind, or throw it to the sea. These are all valid forms of bir chametz. V'im hayam chametz kasha, v'ena yam chatchi b'mheira. If the chametz is hard and it's not going to be destroyed quickly, first he should grind the chametz and then send it to the sea. If he has wheat that became chametz, wheat kernels, it's preferable if there's time to first grind the wheat kernels and then send them to the sea. Some even say all bread should be preferably ground first. Now, putting the chametz into the toilet is a valid form of beer. The Chazon Ish argues, and the Chazon Ish here does say that if the chametz is only going to be made maos, spoiled, and not destroyed entirely, that is not a fulfillment. Could be he would agree with our toilets today that would be a destruction of the chametz, and that would be a valid form. Now, but to put the chametz in front of a chaya, of a behema, even if the animal is owned by hefker or by a goy, is not allowed, or let's say to put it in someone's fish pond, because he's not allowed, as we will see in Simen Tov Mem Ches, to feed animals with the chametz and benefit in that way. Writes the Ramah, the custom has become to burn the chametz specifically and not use the other forms of beer, like the chachamim. Now, it's interesting. Here, the Rav Yehuda Shita, according to Rov Rishonim, is to require sreifa only after Zman Iser, but before Chatzos Erev Pesach, in the morning, Yudalid in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that other forms of beer are valid. Nevertheless, the minig is to do sreifa even in the morning when we do beer, and certainly afterwards during Pesach itself, to make sure to do sreifa if they should find chametz. V'toiv l'sarfa b'yoyim dumi d'noisar shayin nisraf b'yoyim. It is preferable to do this sreifa and mekayim beer during the day as opposed to the night before, like noisar. Noisar was kachim that became possible because of a delay in eating it. There, the mitzvah was to burn it during the day. So here, too, a person just like that, Rechamesh, should also try to make sure to burn it during the day. The Maharil brings another reason why it's better to do it during the day as opposed to the night. Because it will remind us to do the second bittul. There's a bittul that's done at the end of the bedika at night, and there's another bittul that's done now during the day, during the sreifa. So by creating the time of sreifa during the day as opposed to the night, then for sure the second bittul will also be done. Achim roitz alusarfa miyad achar bedika kadeshlo yigarenu chuda harshus biyadai. If a person should want to do sreifa at night because he's concerned that, let's say, a mouse might drag the chametz to another room or other problems might happen if he keeps the chametz around, then he's allowed. And in fact, the whole month before Pesach is all valid time to fill sreifas chametz and bir chametz v'halacha. There is an inyan to save the lulav or the hoshanas that from sukkahs and use it as firewood for bir chametz, because there's an idea to try to use one mitzvah for another mitzvah. So if you can use the lulav for burning chametz, there's something special in that.